Welcome back. You're on More Than Money in QR Calgary. Big election coming up, Faisal, in the United States. Is it going to derail our retirement?
You know, this is a very challenging question for many people, because when you start off with that question, the response, generally speaking, is very emotive. Because an individual investor might have one administration, one president they want, and they're focusing on what could happen, and the anxiety goes up and so forth, and the unknown, right? The emotion behind this will cause a lot of people to make the wrong decision when it comes to their portfolio,
okay,
which could impact their retirement. Let me give you a big example.
Yeah.
I'm going 100% to cash. I'm not going to stay invested.
Right.
And until this president is out.
Yeah, could so be one you didn't want in, right?
Right. Could be right. 4-8 years.
Right.
Then what?
Then what?
Yeah. You're out on the sidelines because you're not going to invest in anything with this president.
Right.
That's a drastic response, but people do it.
Well, and I think you hit on the key topic here is that, you know, politics has become a very emotional topic, a very divisive topic. And we tend to think of it as a singular issue, right? That is going to impact everything. It's like if the person that I wouldn't vote for gets in, everything goes bad. And that's never true. That's never true.
And let's talk about some facts for a second. Let's go back in history. Let's go back since the 1940s.
True.
When you look at the number of times that there's been a change in the president, their first year, their first term, the performance of the U.S. markets, and we'll just start with the U.S. markets, has been double-digit returns.
Under which administration?
Doesn't matter.
Interesting.
It doesn't matter. It can be blue or red. It doesn't matter. That's the facts. That's what's happened in history.
Right.
Now, the minute I bring up a fact like that, people will say to me, but that's the past. Mm-hmm. Past performance is not indicative of the future.
Right.
And they're right.
Right.
It's not indicative. However, when you look at your situation, then what facts can you build in knowing this uncertainty of the future? Has there ever been a time where everything goes to zero?
No.
Okay. So we know that the drastic side, not going to happen. Has there ever been a time where you can't make money or you can't protect in any type of market or political situation?
No.
When you have those scenarios brought to you, the question is, well, then how do I do it?
Right.
So you take the worst crises, 2008 in our modern history, 2008 financial crises, stock market plummeted, mm-hmm. housing in the United States plummeted, unemployment, massive problems on Wall Street. Mm-hmm. Where was the place to make money?
Well, yeah. So I think you're making... You're making an interesting strategy point that people have to focus on. Okay. Number one, let's talk about the election for just a second. Historically, the research is clear. It doesn't matter who's the president. Under both administrations, okay, markets have done well.
Correct.
Okay. Should you change your strategy? So if one candidate's policies differs from another, could certain industries or areas of the market be impacted differently? Yes. So it speaks to strategy, doesn't it? So depending on, again, not what they say, because what a politician says and what they can actually do, because there's a composition of Congress and, you know, a whole bunch of other moving parts here.
Correct.
Okay. Then we have to adjust according to what those policies that are being enacted will do in certain segments of the economy.
Correct.
Or geographies, right? You know, so where do you move your money to? So I think you've asked the right question that people need to focus on. Is there ever been a time that there isn't a place in the world, an asset class or a strategy that you can't take it, you can't protect against and take advantage of for opportunity? The answer is no.
Let me throw one more at you. People believe there's only two, maybe three places you can invest.
Right.
And that is stocks, bonds, and I'll use cash as an investment, not as a protection.
Okay.
We'll just use that as an argument. That's the only places you can go. Stocks, bonds, and cash.
Right.
No.
Right.
No. There is a whole area of an investment approach, part of the strategy, given your risk tolerance, given what your thoughts are and feelings and concerns about the incoming president and their administration. There's a whole menu of options in front of you.
Right.
We call that space the alternative space.
Huh. So do tell. Give us a little bit more color on that.
So when you look at things that are not stocks,
yes,
not bonds, and not cash, everything else is considered an alternative.
Right.
In general terms.
Yep. Okay.
So let me give you an example. Let's say the incoming president is big on infrastructure,
mm-hmm.
rebuilding the country.
Right.
Shouldn't we be looking at that as an opportunity?
Would seem to make sense.
And you don't have to only invest in publicly traded companies to access it.
Right.
Okay. If there's going to be high tariffs on international companies mm-hmm. who are buying their products from foreign nations
yep.
to sell to Americans,
right.
those companies may have a financial hit because they cannot pass 100% of the cost to the consumer.
Right. So it could affect profitability, right?
Aren't there corporations that are not publicly listed that will make money in this scenario?
Yep. Or invest in corporations that can pass it along. There'll be a difference in which companies can pass along the cost to consumers and which can't and protect profitability.
Public and private corporations.
Right.
Private corporations, the average Canadian, even high net worth Canadians, don't access.
Right.
Private lending or credit, high net worth Canadians generally don't access it. When you look at other structured products, structured notes, investments, stuff like that, not accessing. They're just sitting back watching, buying stocks and bonds and praying it works out.
And so there's also alternative trading strategies that help you both protect
Correct.
And profit, right? So a private side, got it. But how do you protect yourself if you think, or even profit from, if you think markets might pull back for some reason in a certain area?
And so the message that everybody can take away from this is that if you are in the camp of, I'm concerned because I have uncertainty of what's going
right.
to happen, you don't have to go plain vanilla. You do not have to just own a portfolio of stocks, a portfolio of stocks and bonds, a portfolio of stocks, bonds, and cash. There is a whole menu of options that needs to be customized for your specific situation where you can reach your goals through retirement and every economic and political situation that happens. Remember, I think the problem that we face is not the risk side of it, because
mm-hmm.
risk can be managed,
mm-hmm.
is that we give up the opportunity for growth when it comes time for these types of situations, and that can impair the long-term or the longevity of your money. And you may not see the impact in the first few years. You will see it in the future years. I don't know when you're looking for more money for to pay for healthcare because these politicians weren't able to get healthcare in line,
right.
or any other concerns that you have, taxes, so on and so forth. These are the issues. There's an opportunity, there's a process to go through. Now, we're going to be discussing about a process that we call the five pillar. This five pillar investment strategy will help people reach their retirement goals. You can join us at our upcoming seminar on Tuesday, December the 3rd, 7 p.m. at the Carriage House Inn. You need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
Just to finish off this show, Faisal, because we've got maybe 30 seconds left. I think it's super important to reinforce a message to people that you need to take the emotion out. And if you're a do-it-yourselfer that's emotional, that can damage yourself. Okay, you need to work with somebody who's a degree of separation away from you and the emotional connection to your money, because strategy is not about an emotional reaction. And unfortunately, we see that so often where that can damage people. Okay, thanks for joining us on this show. On behalf of Faisal and myself, Dave, you're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmali are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Wood Gundy and Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmali do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Wood Gundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Private Wealth consists of services provided by CIBC and certain of its subsidiaries, including CIBC Wood Gundy, a division of CIBC World Markets Inc.